This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Texas Tailgate Sports Bar Patio in Edo. Here's Paul Gallant.
I like him a lot, man.
Closing seconds. Deep. Three. At the horn. He's done it again. Fred Van Vliet.
He's been doing a lot of those of late. And your Houston Rockets, after a 116-108 win over the Orlando Magic last night, to put them 20 games over 500 for the first time since the 2018-2019 season. They are now back in the playoffs, with an asterisk, for the first time in 5 years after that eighth straight win. Hello and welcome aboard the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Yes, we are live at Texas Tailgate in Edo. It's right next to where the Dynamo play. Beautiful patio, beautiful weather, and I think this might be one of those days where your boy's allergies aren't going to have him coughing every 5 seconds. We shall see. Had a little fever last night after I got home, so I slept, truly, from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m., and then 11:30 p.m. to 6 a.m. this morning. I think I'm on the right track, for those who care. But we are here watching March Madness games. Right now, the game on screen, which I'm sure is going to ruin my perfect bracket, is Creighton, who's leading Louisville by quite a margin. The other game going on right now is Purdue playing High Point. Purdue's up 18-17. Creighton's up 49-29 with 50 seconds to play in the first half on Louisville. So we'll keep you updated on anything that fun that happens in the tournament as we are out here. And by the way, some awesome deals all day long, happy hour. $4 beers here at Texas Tailgate. $4 Wells, $5 margaritas, and $5 shots with a UH game watch party starting at 1 o'clock when UH tips off their attempt to finally get that elusive first national championship. So there you go. And the Rockets making it back into the playoffs. I understand that they have just clinched, at the very least, a play-in game. They have at least made it into the play-in tournament side of it. They did that because with 12 games left to play, they're 12 games ahead of the Suns and Mavericks, who they have tiebreakers over both. So they could not fall below the 10 seed in the Western Conference, no matter what happens the rest of the way. They're the 2 seed in the West right now. This is technically not a playoff clinching, but they will at the very least make it into the play-in tournament, which is something that we wanted to see last year, and I think we wanted a little bit more this year. So if you do the math, 1 through 6, you're automatically in the playoffs. 7 through 10, you got to do the play-in tournament. The Rockets have a 5.5 game lead and the tiebreaker over the currently number 7 Los Angeles Clippers. So they could end up falling out of where they're at right now into play-in range and not make it into one of those first-round playoff series, which are best of 7. But right now, they have a 0.4% probability of falling from 2 to the play-in field. They're basically in, and it's great to see that finally happen with what Ime Udoka's been able to do, with what these young players have done under Ime Udoka, Jalen Green, Alperen Şengün, Amen Thompson when he's been healthy, among others. It's been an incredible job that Ime Udoka's done. and saw some of the same usual suspects over in Turkey doing their bitching and moaning about how Ime Udoka doesn't help Alperen Şengün good enough. These dumbasses are talking about development for a team that's developed 20 games over 500 this year. Again, this is something that hasn't been done in years. I would love if we could ban Turkey from being able to watch Rockets games entirely. No offense to some of the Turkish fans who aren't just complete jackwagons, because there are, I'm sure, a majority of Turkish Rockets fans who don't suck. But those people are terrible, and I saw all of them today. Very funny line from Tari Eason. I was unable to pull this from the post-game interview, but a media member in Orlando mentioned to Tari Eason that a lot of members of this young Rockets team haven't been to the playoffs, so people may doubt them. Tari Eason, per Vanessa Richardson, in response to that, said, quote, "People hated Jesus too," end quote. Well, hell yeah. Are the 2024-2025 Houston Rockets Jesus? I'm not going to go that far. I'm not even going to leave it up to discussion on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call to text the HRNP listener line on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. But guess what, guys? If you're doubting the Rockets, you're basically doubting Jesus. That's what Tari Eason just told you. So the Rockets are in the playoffs. Now we got to talk about the other thing that happened yesterday. It happened again. This time we didn't watch it. We heard about it via Telegram on X. Chandler Rome wrote this tweet out. Quote, "Jose Altuve just dropped another routine pop fly with a runner at third base preparing to tag up on him." Oh boy. He dropped it again. You can actually watch the replay. SNY TV posted it. And it was once again with a runner at third base preparing to tag up on him. Once again. So it's one of those things where you've seen this now back-to-back games for Altuve. You saw him, of course, mistime that jump on March 13th on a deep fly ball from the St. Louis Cardinals where the ball bounced behind him on the warning track. And now all of a sudden, you know, you're really questioning whether or not Altuve is going to be able to do it in left field. You're going to have a lot of question marks about that. He was asked about it after the game, the two drops in back-to-back days, and he says it doesn't reflect how far he's come this spring. Quote, "I've been in tough situations before and I overcame that. I'm ready to go out there and play a good left field. I promise I'm going to keep working hard and be a great left fielder. Obviously, I'm not really happy about today or yesterday," continued Altuve. "But one thing I know for sure is when I want to do when I want something to go my way, I'm going to do everything I can to do it. I think at the end of the day, I'm going to be playing good left field." Well, that's nice, and I'd like to believe him, but these are really simple plays. And I saw some people saying this is a really simple fix for Altuve. He just has to catch the ball and then put it in his right arm and then throw the ball in to try and stop the advancing runner. But okay, now he's had two opportunities to do that. He should have learned from the last experience, and he's done the same thing twice now. Is this really an easy fix if that's the case? I don't know. I mean, this feels right now like it's going to be a disaster. We've seen enough, and we all like Altuve, right? And we all think he's capable of improving, but, I mean, he just hasn't been a good fielder, per at least metrics, in the eyes of many for a while. Last season he finished with -9 outs above average at second base. Only Jorge Polanco was worse among qualified second basemen. So, here you go. You got a guy playing left field right now who's really not good at left field. And that's a little bit concerning. And I don't know who they're going to put in left field instead. I really don't. I don't know at this moment in time what's the next step. But this is rough. And I don't know if the Astros are going to have the balls to go back to Altuve at second base this quickly, especially when Joe Espada said yesterday, we plan on having Jose Altuve be our left fielder for the majority of games this coming season. But he did it again. I mean, we're seeing just very obvious reasons that this might not work. And Altuve's saying, yeah, I'm going to keep improving. I'm going to keep on trying. And you're hearing the same thing from Joe Espada. But is that actually going to happen? I do not know. 713-780-3776 is how you call in or text into the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. You can join on YouTube at ESPN Houston. You can join on Twitch at ESPN 975. Yesterday we were going through montages that we could potentially play in the background so that Altuve can learn how to play left field very quickly in a short amount of time. It's, of course, the South Park song montage, where it's basically just about guys improving very quickly, but using a montage to do it. Okay, so from what we were talking about yesterday, writes this texter, a good song for Altuve, standing alone in left field. Don't you forget about me. It's the perfect 80s song for Altuve. Don't you forget about me. Well, I mean, how about don't forget to catch the ball on a routine pop-up when there's a runner at third base, and then don't forget after you catch the ball on a routine pop-up to move the ball from the glove to your throwing hand and then throw it in to the infield. Yeah, that would be good. From the 936, Blaine asks, is Altuve doing it on purpose so they move him back to second? That would be funny. From the 409, that's twice on routine plays. I feel like it's going to get worse before it gets better. Hopefully somewhere in a backfield he's taking a lot of ground balls. Yeah, you would think so, but it really does feel like they are just putting him out in left field for the most part. Anyway, guys, it is the Paul Gallant Show. We are live at a raucous Texas tailgate on Texas Avenue in East Downtown. Happy hour all day. $4 beers, $4 wells, $5 margaritas, and $5 shots. Yes, Altuve struggled yesterday, but at the very least, this guy keeps on making it tough for the Astros to leave him off the opening day roster. Stick around. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5, and at ESPN Houston.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Texas Tailgate Sports Bar Patio in Edo. Here's Paul Gallant.
Penn, that was his career high. Last year, some injuries along the way as Smith drives it deep left field. Back goes Azekar over his head and off the top of the wall. Down to third goes Hummel, and the umpire's now indicating home run. Cam Smith trots around the bases for the fourth time this spring.
Fake news SNY didn't want to acknowledge what just happened. Astros super prospect Cam Smith went yard in that moment, and he leads the Astros in pretty much all major hitting statistics this spring. I really wonder if he's going to make it on the opening day roster, because he keeps hitting. Another home run. And then you got this from Joe Espada after the game, who was asked about Cam Smith's play.
You know what? I like the fact that he pulled that one, and then the single to right. So he continues to hit the ball to all fields with power. Swing decisions are excellent. He made a couple of plays down the right field corner there where I thought he handled himself really well, and he continues to push the hand on us. You know, he's putting himself in a really good position, so we'll continue to evaluate him.
31 at-bats, 13 hits, 4 homers, 11 runs batted in, batting average 419, slugging percentage, OPS, 1.371. I mean, he's crushing it. So now you wonder, when do the Astros have to make that decision? We're 7 days away from opening day next week against the Mets. And I don't know if it's going to be right field. I don't know if it's going to be on the bench. I don't know if they decide to do something really crazy and put him somewhere else. But when you're hitting this well, and there are enough questions about what's going on in the outfield, is it possible that Cam Smith gets a look in left field? Especially if things are going wrong with Altuve the way that they are in left? I would at least be open to it, but it doesn't seem like the Astros are. And so when Cam Smith, the decision is made, I really do wonder if they're going to put him in right field, given that we haven't seen a lot of him in right field, much like we haven't seen a lot of Altuve in left field, if the Astros would feel comfortable having two guys out there that have very limited experience defensively. When you heard going into the year in that pregame, rather underwhelming speech that Joe Espada gave, that this is a team that really wants to prioritize defense going into this season. So we'll see on that front. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. Someone from the text line says, slut-feeing Altuve? I don't even know what that means. His errors will affect his hitting. And another texter says, well, hey, Altuve's still better than Jose Abreu. Well, again, very low bar. Very, very low bar. And also, like, I don't know about that. I really don't know about that. The texter who said his errors will affect his hitting and he'll start second-guessing himself sent in another text essentially saying, yeah, man, like, he's going to question himself if he plays poorly in left field. I don't know about that. The Twitch wants me to talk about the tournament. Okay, fine. There's games on, and we're watching them here. That's fun, huh? We're here at the Texas tailgate. $4 beers, $4 Wells, $5 margaritas, and $5 shots, and there's going to be a Cougs watch party at 1 p.m. You got to see the cool hat that I brought for our beloved Cougs, because, yeah, the Cougs are playing in a basketball game in a little bit. Yesterday, we saw a couple of tournament games to open things up, and we saw perhaps the end of the Rodney Terry era in Texas. They lost 86-80 to Xavier. Here's how the end of that game sounded.
Texas is in a double bonus from this point forward. He misses the second, and Xavier's got it. Texas trying to get to him. 2 seconds, and that was a knockout punch. And the Xavier Musketeers scraping their way to a Friday night first round date with Illinois.
So they go down, and Rodney Terry is expected to be fired as a result. We'll see if that happens. I think there is a meeting that is set to take place. Rodney Terry's going to meet with AD Chris Del Conte. I wonder what big name Texas thinks they'd be able to get. I'd imagine they wouldn't move unless they thought that they had a big name that they could grab. Texas was getting trolled by Xavier in the locker room after the game. It was a nice comeback. One of them had a seemingly like $20 cowboy hat on, and everyone was doing the horns down. Everybody did it. And honestly, I don't think horns down would have become such a big thing if not for the very few people who get so butthurt whenever they see horns down. And you take a look at, you know, the main guy who I guess was put in horns down was Zach Fremantle for Xavier, wearing the cowboy hat while he did it. And, you know, listen, don't lose. The horns down won't happen. The horns down is not a one of those salutes, okay? It's not Elon Musk accidentally going from finger to the sky, you know? Like heart to sky or whatever the hell he was doing. But there you go, guys. Texas is done. As far as the games today, two games in progress right now. One of them's at halftime. Creighton's up 49-34 on Louisville. Creighton's the 9 seed. Louisville the 8 seed. Dumb me picked Louisville. Hopefully that changes, but you can't trust the ACC. Garbage conference this season. Purdue has a 35-25 lead on High Point with 1:53 to play in the first half. Game 3 tips off in about 7 minutes. 3 seed Wisconsin against number 14 Montana. And then our beloved Cougs take on another Cougars school, the SIU Edwardsville Cougars. I have never heard of this school before. I'm not even 100% sure they are real. Their logo, the school logo, it truly looks like some sort of bank or car logo. Yeah, I don't even know where it is. You click on their website. Where is SIS?
I think it's Southern Illinois.
Okay.
Because Southern the Salukis, I think, Southern Illinois. But anyway, this is the Edwardsville branch, I guess, if we're going to use
okay.
basic terms.
So there's Southern Illinois, you're the Salukis, and then there's Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville. That sounds like a douchey place.
It is their first year in the tournament, so no one should blame you for not having any clue. No one knew who they were 2 days ago.
Right. So, listen, the Cougs have to win by at least 300 points. We all know this because our Cougs cannot be stopped. Will they shut out SIU Edwardsville? 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. The answer is yes. Yes, and I also see another yes here, and then another yes on the text line. How about that? From the 281, is Cam Smith being at the top of the stats good news about Cam Smith or bad news about the Astros? That comes from Phillip 68. I mean, it's definitely bad news for the Astros outfielders, but, I mean, Jake Myers, who has decent springs, he seems to have cooled off a little bit comparatively. Chaz McCormick is really struggling. I would definitely say it's bad news about the Astros outfield. And then the fact that they are thinking about moving Cam Smith into right field or something like that, does lend you to believe that, hey, you take a look at all these other guys that they have out there. This is going to be really tough. This is just going to be really tough for this outfield to contribute regularly, to hit consistently. And I get why they're putting Altuve and Cam Smith out there, but doesn't mean I like it at all. Nope, nope, nope. No way. No. Don't want that. All right. So outside of that, if you want to weigh in on Jose Altuve and his struggles in left field, you can. It's 713-780-3776 to call, to text. Join on YouTube at ESPN Houston and on Twitch at ESPN 975. Because in case you're just tuning in, Altuve, for the second straight game, had a drop of a routine pop-up while trying to move the ball to his right hand and throw it home for a tagging runner at third base. You also, on top of all of that, have Cam Smith's performance, another home run yesterday, which is going to make it a lot more difficult for the Astros to leave him off the opening day roster. And the Rockets are technically back in the playoffs for the first time in 5 years after an eighth straight win last night over the Orlando Magic. Are they going to be able to get to 50 wins by the end of the year, now that they're 45-25, 20 games above 500 for the first time since 2018-2019. All of that is on the table on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. We are going to be out here at Texas Tailgate in East Downtown all afternoon for all the NCAA tournament games. Don't forget, $4 beers, $4 wells, $5 margaritas, and $5 shots. And on top of that, they're going to be teaming up with your favorite Edo barbecue cookers for a brisket and ribs showcase on Saturday, cook-off style. You can purchase a ticket from the link in their bio on Facebook and Instagram. Each ticket comes with 3 food samplings, drink tickets, and a voting ticket for your main plate. You can upgrade to a VIP ticket for shuttle service and private concert at J Bar and Barbecue after the cook-off. Live music and DJs, vendors, giveaways, and more. It's going to be a whole lot of fun right here on Saturday. It's a whole lot of fun right here right now. Cougs party coming up in about 30 minutes. It's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Texas Tailgate Sports Bar Patio in Edo. Here's Paul Gallant.
That's right. We're going to be here all afternoon. Cougs party starts in 30 minutes. I brought a fun little Cougs hat. Sadly, some technical difficulties. We can't show it on video. You come on out here, it's an all-day happy hour. $4 beers, $4 wells, $5 margaritas, and $5 shots. The NCAA tournament is underway, the first game in action. Creighton's up 56-40 on Louisville. Make that now 58-40. They're crushing them. And I guess There's a player on Creighton that everyone loves, and I'm literally looking this up on the fly because Creighton right now, they have four guys in double figures in this game. Creighton Mormon guy. Yes, I'm looking it up. Creighton.
Starts with a K?
Creighton Mormon guy. No, BMAC. The Creighton Blue Jays basketball player you might be referring to is Stephen Ashworth, who served the mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Indianapolis before playing for Creighton. And right now, he is 5 of 10 from the field, 3 of 6 from outside. He has 15 points. But, yeah, this one looks like it's going to get ugly pretty quickly. Louisville does have a guy with 18 points for what it's worth, but they're down 58-44. The other game's in progress. Purdue leads High Point 37-27 at halftime. And Wisconsin-Montana just got underway. That game is tied 5-5 with 17:37 to play in the first quarter. We'll keep you posted on all of these games because we're hanging out here watching all these games on the bars at this lovely establishment on this beautiful day, the Texas Tailgate Sports Bar Patio. It is 12:33 on a Wednesday. One text from the 713. Is Altuve part of the Illuminati now? Did he piss them off and now he's a clone like his boy Jamie Foxx? That is such a weird text. It's conspiratorial in nature. Oh, yeah, it's 12:30 on a Thursday. That means it's time for Tinfoil Hat Thursday.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Handling the biggest conspiracies in sports.
Who has the power to cover it up?
Just follow the money.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay!
And asking the questions they don't want answered.
So hold on to your hats.
Tinfoil hat?
They should wear little tinfoil hats!
This is Tinfoil Hat Thursday.
I do not think that Altuve, if he were in the Illuminati, would be playing left field, to answer that texter's question. If he's in the Illuminati, he's still playing second base. Like, he'd never be moved off of that position ever. So no, texter, I don't know about that. Also, I had no idea that there's a theory out there that Jamie Foxx is a clone. That's something else. Don't know where that one came from. More conspiracies on a Tin Foil Hat Thursday. I mean, this isn't a conspiracy as much as I think it's a fact. North Carolina getting into the tournament, and I know they won in a blowout in the play-in game on Tuesday. I get it. But North Carolina getting in when their athletic director is on the selection committee and stands to make a six-figure bonus if UNC makes it into the tournament, like, come on. What are we doing here? We really are supposed to believe that he didn't have any impact on the decision that was ultimately made. I mean, he was in that room. I'm sure those people that are in the selection committee room with him like him. And they probably knew that he stood to make $100,000. So, I don't know. Like, maybe someone scratches my back, I scratch theirs. There's probably somebody else on the committee that would have enjoyed making that kind of money and thinks to themselves, hey, what if we get the UNC guy on our side? He is the head of that committee. It is ridiculous. And, yeah, I don't think that's even a conspiracy. I just think it's a fact. You know, partly, also, North Carolina is going to get ratings, which is one of the reasons that, of course, they made it into the tournament. They want to put on teams that people are going to watch. More Tinfoil Hat Thursday. Fake Tony Stark asks, has Paulie been wearing the tinfoil hat? I sadly can't because I've got this headset on. But I'll have a fun Cougs hat on, and you better come out and see us. It's going to be so much fun out here watching the Cougs at the Texas Tailgate Sports Bar Patio. Tinfoil Hat Thursday continues. Mark Jackson has a conspiracy theory of sorts. I think he's annoyed that he never was hired to be the head coach of St. John's, which Rick Pitino is now running so well that I think they're going to make it to the Final Four. Here is what Mark Jackson had to say. Quote, since I've retired from playing, every other time St. John's announced a brand new coach, there was a side of me sitting there like, hello, why not me? I'm being brutally honest. For those who don't know, Jackson played at St. John's. When they hired Coach Pitino, there was not a side of me at all because I understood he's one of the best to ever do it, if not the best to ever do it. and I understood it and I embraced it, and I understood that St. John picked a gem and that the program was going to be turned around once again. I will say this, though. I mean, his time running the Warriors and things not going so well while he was running the Warriors, at least relative to where they went with Steve Kerr, and the fact that he's so annoying on those broadcasts. Hand down, man down, mama, there goes that man. And his very obnoxious New York accent. I mean, there are many reasons that I could not stand him when he was on ESPN. Nothing against him. I'm sure some people can't stand my voice. But Mark Jackson should not necessarily have been the head coach of St. John's just because he went to St. John's. Now, it did take St. John's a really long time to actually find somebody worth hiring in Rick Pitino. Now they got him. And I think that they're going to be doing some damage in the NCAA tournament. Tinfoil Hat Thursday continues. Did you notice that unredacted docs have been released related to the assassination of former President JFK? Apparently, we didn't get as many of the documentaries as we wanted. And also, apparently, we found nothing new. That actually bums me out. I'm not surprised, though. It's just annoying that the government teases us with revealing, hey, we're going to give you all sorts of tidbits that you never had before. And now we're finally going to know the truth. And then I guess everyone who's combed through all the new details have realized, yeah, there's nothing really new except for, oh, get this, the CIA is shady. Oh, thanks. Didn't know that. Thank you for that. Tinfoil Hat Thursday continues. Starbucks is being ordered to pay $50 million to a delivery driver who suffered, quote, debilitating nerve damage to his genitals, end quote, after spilling hot drinks on his lap. An LA County jury says Starbucks is liable for injuries of a customer burned during a botched drive-through drink handoff to the tune of $50 million. L.A. resident Michael Garcia claimed that he was severely burned in 2020 after his tray of hot teas caved in on itself in a deposition, he said. First one, then another hot drink toppled onto his lap, their lids popping up. He suffered severe burns, including to his genitalia. Garcia accused Starbucks of negligence and produced a store security video that appeared to show that one of the venti-sized drinks sat askew in the tray as a barista passed the order to him through a drive-through window. This is the conspiracy theory, though. Okay, so Starbucks is going to have to pay $50 million. Did Starbucks and the court see pictures of this man? And, you know, like, the damage? Or did this guy just get $50 million and just saying, yeah, it doesn't work anymore? Because wouldn't it be pretty easy to say it doesn't work anymore? You're not going to have to, like, prove that in court or anything like that. Honestly, and also, another question. Tinfoil Hat Thursday. This is more of a, you know, how far is too far, perhaps, and maybe we can bring it back for that. But would you take $50 million for burnt genitalia that may have nerve damage? Would you take that trade? I would think about it. I would think about it. It's not like I've been using a lot recently, so I would think about it. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. You can join on YouTube at ESPN Houston. You can join on Twitch at ESPN 975. Louisville still down 16 points now with 13 minutes to play. Sean Martinez comments on YouTube. Trash Louisville already. Looks like I'm losing my house. Oh, no. Oh, no. Man, that's a bummer. That is a bummer. This is why it's so dangerous. You can't gamble this time of year, you know? Yesterday, there was some video that I guess that they had been playing before the tournament that said, like, hey, you're a loser if you go after student athletes for your gambles not paying off, which I agree with. And apparently there's an article in the Houston Chronicle as well where Houston Cougars players are talking about all the ways that they avoid, you know, the terribleness of social media. And they discovered the mute button. How about that? The mute button is key, in my opinion. It's key. It doesn't give somebody the satisfaction of a block. They still will have the ability to shout at you, but they're just shouting to the void and you don't end up seeing any of it. Mute button is very key in life. Anyway, guys, it is the Paul Gallant Show. Most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. Live at the Texas Tailgate Sports Bar Patio. Cougs game's tipping off in about 17 minutes or so. $4 beers, $4 wells, $5 margaritas, and $5 shots all game long. Excuse me, all day long. So join us for an all-day happy hour. And, of course, Saturday, they're going to be teaming up Texas Tailgate Sports Bar Patio with your favorite Edo barbecue cookers for a brisket and rib showcase. You can purchase a ticket from the link in their bio on Facebook and on Instagram. Each ticket comes with three food samplings, drink tickets, and a voting ticket for your main plate. Upgrade to a VIP ticket for shuttle service and a private concert at J-Bar and Barbecue after the cook-off with live music and DJs, vendors, giveaways, and more. We're live here at the Texas Tailgate Sports Bar Patio. Come out and join us to watch the Cougs. It's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're listening to The Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Texas Tailgate Sports Bar Patio in Edo. Here's Paul Gallant.
So there you go, guys. You got an injury in Louisville Creighton. Not 100% sure who's down on the court right now. But it looks pretty bad, and considering Creighton is up 65-52 with 11:37 to play, definitely not ideal for the Cardinals, and definitely not ideal if you pick the Cardinals in your bracket. The other game's in progress right now, and we're watching them all live on the very many TVs here at the Texas Tailgate Sports Bar Patio. You got a couple more games in progress. I think the second half is just about to get started. Purdue's up 37-27 on High Point, 4 seed versus 13 seed. And 3 seed Wisconsin leads 14 seed Montana, 18-13 with 11:11 to play in the first quarter. We touched on the Astros a little bit earlier and where they're at. Jose Altuve had another error on a routine pop-up with a runner on third base. Two games where he has made that mistake. But Cam Smith hit a home run. We also have some rather troubling news for the Astros because Luis Garcia was shut down with elbow soreness and will be seen by team doctors. Garcia's been trying to rehab from Tommy John. He was shut down after a rehab start last summer. And he was shut down after facing hitters in the fall. Now we've got this. So now you got to wonder if that's it. If this is the end of Luis Garcia. It's a bummer. I mean, the Astros have had all sorts of issues when it comes to, you know, health, elbows, and specifically with pitchers. There's been lots of guys who have been finding themselves getting injured. And now this is another guy who, yet again, is going down with an injury. He was scheduled to throw a live batting practice at some point today, and instead we have this. So that's a bummer, especially considering he did get Lance McCullers back. But now, Luis Garcia, he's going to have to get shut down again. Paul Gallant Show, we are live again out here at the Texas Tailgate Sports Bar Patio. Make sure you come out. We got $4 beers, $4 wells, $5 margaritas, and $5 shots with the Cougs watch party starting in just about 10 minutes when the Cougs tip off their tournament against 16 seed Southern Illinois University Edwardsville, the Cougars, SIUE. SIUE! Cougs are 28.5-point favorites for a game that'll be broadcast on TBS. You also have another Astro pitcher getting hit. Ronel Blanco got drilled in the chest and a ball grazed his wrist as it drilled him in the chest. Yikes. I mean, Astros pitchers are going through it right now. This is one of those ones where, since it wasn't televised, we don't get to watch what actually took place. But this is what Chandler Rome wrote home about. Ronel Blanco took a hard Francisco Lindor line drive off his upper body to end the third inning. He gave a thumbs up to both Lindor and catcher Yiner Diaz afterwards. There is now action in the Astros bullpen after Ronel Blanco, Joe Espada, and a trainer huddled in the dugout. How long is this going to keep him out? A good question. It seems that the trainer, who did not come with him to the clubhouse, is a sign that there's no discomfort. But it grazed his wrists. He came out because he'd reached his pitch count. And we'll see if Ronel Blanco is also going to miss some time. But listen, Astros are dealing with some injuries. Lots of injuries on the pitching side of things. And guess what, guys? I don't like that kind of thing. And you shouldn't either, because it's bad. It's bad when guys get hurt. In case you were looking for a different kind of analysis from another show, you know, I'm just going to tell you how it is. And injuries are bad. Very bad. And they certainly aren't good. But that's the latest that's going on with the Houston Astros in spring training. We were a week away, and I would just like us to get to opening day at this point. Let's get to opening day. Let's just see Jose Altuve playing in left field on a regular basis and pray to God that he doesn't biff another ball that's hit directly to him in a pop-out style. Let's see if Cam Smith makes it on the opening day roster. I mean, he is the Astros' best hitter this spring. Let's see if any of these pitchers for the Astros are going to be back in the near future. It doesn't look like Luis Garcia will be, but maybe Lance McCullers will. I just want to get this thing started, because now I think we're getting to the point where, like, the more games that are played before the end, the more likely it is that some guy's going to suffer some sort of stupid injury and be out for a while. Let's just get to the start so we can see Christian Walker finally at first base when he comes back from that oblique injury. We can see Isak Paredes at third base, hitting in the Crawford boxes at a place where he projects very well. All of those things, that's what I want. We need the Super Sim feature in sports. Super Sim. Bring it back. Make it a real thing. And hell, then we could just Super Sim to the playoffs, because baseball's regular season. Honestly, it's just so good, I just want to get to the end of it, you know? It's so good that I just want to be at the very end of it right before the playoffs. So, what is that, 6 months? Oh, well, crap, it's 6 months from now. But hey, baseball, it's a sport, and the Astros, they play it. Opening day, next week. Let's go. 713-780-3776 to call in. That's how you text in, too. You can join on YouTube at ESPN Houston. You can join on Twitch at ESPN 975. From the 409, seems like I've seen this Luis Garcia thing before. Yep. I mean, the guy's just had some crap luck. And at a certain point, you wonder if it's even possible to overcome. And I would say at this point right now, probably not. Probably not. I mean, we're talking about three pauses in rehab over the course of the last, what, 6, 7, 8 months or so? That's a lot. That is a lot. You can join on Twitch at ESPN 975. You can join on YouTube at ESPN Houston. Louisville, I guess, has cut the lead a little bit. It's 71-57 with 7:52 to play. Purdue is starting to run away with their game against High Point. 43. Actually, check that. I can't read the scoreboard. It's 43-36 Purdue over High Point right now. It's 16:52 to go in the second half. Purdue, one of those teams that notoriously disappoints in the tournament. So we'll see if this year is any different. They are a 4 seed this time around. And Wisconsin is a fun 3 seed. Is up 21-13 on Montana with 10:04 to play in the first quarter. So there you go, guys. There you go. That's the latest that's going on with March Madness as we watch all of the games right here at the Texas Tailgate Sports Bar patio. More and more people popping in for our Cougs watch party with an all-day happy hour here. $4 beers, $4 wells, $5 margaritas, and $5 shots. And on top of that, Saturday Texas Tailgate Sports Bar and Patio is teaming up with your favorite East Downtown barbecue cookers for a brisket and rib showcase. You can buy a ticket from their link in their bio on Facebook and Instagram. Each ticket comes with three food samplings, drink tickets, and a voting ticket for your main plate. You can upgrade to a VIP ticket for shuttle service and a private concert at J Bar and Barbecue right after the cook-off with live music and DJs, vendors, giveaways, and more. And on top of that, guess what? You're finally going to be able to see it on the stream soon. I'm about to put on my beloved Cougs hat. Hell yeah, man. My beloved Cougs hat is about to be donned for the first time in the history of me, Paul Gallant, host of the Paul Gallant Show, noon to 3 here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You'll see it on the other side. Stay with us here. It's the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.